This week, the James Webb Space Telescope reached its parking place in orbit, about 1 million miles away from Earth. It blasted off on Christmas Day and took 30 days to get there. Hundreds of things could have gone wrong. But after a stunningly successful journey, the telescope now could spend the next 20 years surveilling the cosmos, beaming back information and pictures to Earth. Mike Menzel joins us now. He's NASA's lead mission systems engineer for the James Webb Space Telescope. Mike, great to have you, and congratulations, by the way.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having us.
So this past month has been an exciting one for NASA. Tell us what makes this telescope so special.
Well, it's the largest telescope ever put into space. It's actually bigger than the rocket that that carried it into orbit. So it has to do a series of unfoldings. We call them deployments. And deploying anything in space is always a very risky business. And in essence, what we did was after we launched the telescope, we rebuilt it on orbit. Pretty soon we'll be aligning it and focusing it and getting our first first images from it.
It's really amazing to think about this sort of unfolding like a robot from the Transformers. I imagine there have been some tense moments for you. I mean, how exciting has this been for all of you at NASA to sort of watch this take shape 1 million miles away?
It's been extremely exciting, and it's been extremely gratifying. You know, we've spent, literally 20-odd years preparing for all the things that could go wrong, trying to design them out, trying to have contingency procedures. These were tense moments for us. Nobody, no satellite engineer likes to deploy things on orbit, especially this complex. So it was very reassuring and gratifying when we saw everything come together the way it did.
So, Mike, tell us a bit about what we can expect to see. What do you anticipate that the Webb will find?
The telescope was designed with four objectives, with one extra in mind. It wants to see the first galaxies that turned on in the universe after the Big Bang, about 13.5 billion years ago. It wants to watch how those galaxies change over time. It wants to see stars being born in our own galaxy, and it wants to see how solar systems evolve. But in addition to those four things that were the science objectives, some 25 years ago when we started, it now also wants to look and do some detailed investigation of the 4,000 odd planets we know of around other stars called exoplanets. It's not only going to fulfill those objectives, but that, it'll have an actual sixth thing. And that is, if history is any teacher, every time we put a new telescope in orbit, we find stuff we never thought to ask. We find surprises. And that's the thing that excites me the most.
Fascinating. I'm just curious about it. When something is a million miles away, and you're trying to communicate with it, or you are communicating with it and telling it to do stuff, how long does that signal actually take to reach it?
About 4 seconds.
That's amazing. So what's next? When can we expect to actually see something from Webb?
So far, everything's been going very well. And, there's every reason to expect those images will be out there in the June timeframe.
All right. Mike Menzel, he's the lead mission systems engineer at NASA for the James Webb Space Telescope, which is now in orbit about 1 million miles away from Earth. Mike, thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Thanks, Anthony.